No other body part is mentioned more in the Bible than the heart. It's mentioned over 1,000 times, perhaps because the heart in its natural form is the center of all physical activities, and in its psychological form, it's the center of all hidden emotional, intellectual, and moral activity. In its natural form, the heart is the number one reason for death in men and women, and in its psychological form, it's the number one reason for depression, sadness, hopelessness, and spiritual death. Now, the reason that heart disease is the number one cause for death in men and women is because first, we oftentimes don't realize that we even have heart problems. Second, when we eventually discover that we have heart problems, it's often too late. That's because when we're suffering from heart disease, the symptoms usually manifest themselves in other parts of the body. For example, you may have cramps in your legs or arms and mistakenly think that you have circulation problems. Or you may be feeling fatigued and think that you have pulmonary problems. Or you may have acid reflux and think that you have digestive problems, when in fact, it's heart problems manifesting themselves in other areas of your body. As we open the Bible, we discover the parallel between the heart in its natural form and the heart in its psychological form, in that the heart in its psychological form, when it's sick, the symptoms also manifest themselves in other areas. The symptoms usually manifest themselves in what we say and how we behave. And it's not an addiction problem or a behavioral problem, but rather a heart problem. Jesus said, "The things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander." It may be time for a heart test. How is your heart? Do you have any symptoms that may be mistaken for something else? Solomon said, "Above all things, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it."